For those who want to join in the metta meditation, you can listen to my words. For those who want to continue with other types of meditation, just please ignore what I'm saying. In order to develop loving kindness, metta, compassion, we compare it to a fire. A fire which warms, which spreads heat and light. You cannot start a fire by putting a match onto a wet, sappy log. You have to put the match onto paper first of all, or something which takes the flame very easily. In the same way, in order to initiate loving kindness, we choose an object which is very easy to love and care for. I usually choose my little kitten, my imaginary being, who I find it very easy to develop feelings of warmth and kindness towards. You may choose a little dog, maybe one you have at home, a rabbit, a chicken, a baby. Even one lady in Sydney used her pot plant, a little spindly pot plant which needed all her love and care and attention to survive, in a box on the window of her apartment in Sydney. Whatever you choose, choose something which will easily accept your kindness. So when I mention the word kitten, you can understand that word for your object. Baby, rabbit, chicken, pot plant, whatever. And you imagine that being. Imagine that being who really needs you. Without you, he wouldn't find food. He wouldn't find comfort. He would not find protection from all the other beings who want to hurt it, who are threatened territorially by that little being. That little being, my little kitten, is so vulnerable it cannot live without a friend. And I am that friend. I take up that little kitten, that cat, that soft little being, and bring it close to my heart. I imagine physically holding it close to me until it touches me, I touch it. And with that feeling of warmth against warmth, of kindness against kindness, you feel that little animal, that being, even that pot plant, soften and receive your care. It receives your love. And as it receives, it gives you back the same kindness. A friend caring for one another. And there's a feeling of joy comes up with metta. The feeling of not so much caring for you or caring for it, but caring for us. As you build this first tenderness of metta towards your imaginary being, you can feel yourself stroking little cat, kitten, puppy, rabbit, and feeling the happiness as it enjoys. You can hear the cat purr, the rabbit lick, the dog wag its tail. It brings you the happiness, the reward of loving kindness, which encourages you to make that loving kindness even stronger. And don't resist and hold back. You find you can give so much care and goodwill. Little kitten, little rabbit, little puppy, little baby, little pot plant. I truly care for you. I really want you to be healthy and strong, to grow in your life and have happiness. So sometimes freedom away from me, but always come back because you know I'm a friend who will always feed you and look after you and care for you. Dear little being, my little donkey, my puppy, my baby, my friend, I care for you. And as you start to generate through directed thought, feelings of metta, you may know that emotion has a counterpart in your bodily feelings. For me, it's my chest area. For me, it's just below the heart. In that breastbone, a tingling starts to occur. A sensitivity on the outer skin and just underneath of my body. To me, that's a physical counterpart of metta. A very pleasant feeling getting stronger in my chest. Maybe that's why we hold as beings to that part of our body. That's the metta area of our skin. And then we spread that loving kindness even further. Stroking, caring, holding so gently. Dear little being, my little donkey, my cat, my puppy dog, my old dog, whoever you are, I share these moments with you. I truly want your happiness. And know that I will always be there to protect you, to care for you. If you're in trouble, I will help. I know you will help if I'm in trouble. So many times those animals, they know when we're down and depressed. They just come and nuzzle us. They give back what they've got, what they've received from us. They're kind too. And you give the kindness to others. It comes straight back to you. As you start to develop the meaning of love as an emotion in the mind and its physical counterpart in the chest, it becomes something you can feel, something which is tangible, no longer an idea, but a thing which you can know. And once that metta has been ignited, just a little paper fire, an imaginary being. Now, push aside that imaginary being, and in its place, as if it were right in front of you, put a real being in front of you. Maybe your closest friend, your lover, someone who's so easy again to feel loving kindness towards. It could be your son, your daughter, your grandchild. However, imagine them as if with your eyes open. You've got your eyes closed, but if you open your eyes, they'll be right in front of you. Imagine that. Dear being, best friend, person I get on with so well in this world, I really care for you as well. In these moments, my only wish is for your happiness, for your health, for your well-being, for your smile. I really truly care for you. And I express that care by sharing all my goodness, my happiness, my peace with you. I give it all to you. Dear friend, the door of my heart is so fully open to you. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, you will know that you always have my love, my care, my friendship. Dear friend, I care. As you give this beautiful, caring, loving, compassionate metta, surrounding your best friend in this world with it, and again, it bouncing right back inside of you, as you know your friend cares for you back. You feel this beautiful warmth and this openness to give and receive love. That tingling in the chest gets wider and more strong. And the emotion in the mind gets more soft and beautiful as you're developing not just the words of metta, but the feelings which come after the words in your mind and body. You can imagine two invisible arms going around your best friend, going around their back and bringing them towards you. The hug, which in Western culture is our gesture of kindness, of warmth, of love. As you hug them towards you and see them smile and soften and glow. And that's you too, smiling, softening and glowing in the warmth and light of metta. Stay there as long as you like, until the loving kindness becomes strong enough. You can move on to the next objects. And on a retreat like this, the next objects are all your fellow meditators in this room right now. People you've shared these 9 days with. People who've cleaned for you, cooked for you, taught you, helped you, even irritated you. All the beings in this room now, I really care for you. May you be happy and well. May you find that beautiful, beautiful peace inside the mind. The freedom from all wanting. Nimittas, jhanas, enlightenment. I really care enough. I want that for you. You build up these beautiful, warm, soft, caring mind moments of love and joy and compassion and care, sharing with everyone in this room, as if those invisible arms are now stretching way, way beyond what you thought was possible, right around the walls of this room, embracing everybody. May we all be at peace and happy. May all our difficulties and problems and frustrations, may all of those just be eased, be relieved by these beautiful feelings of loving kindness. May all the tears of despair be dried, just to know that we care about each other. Just to know that that care is not just a thought, but we will help and share and do whatever we can for one another. And we forgive because we know that fault-finding mind, always seeing the negative part, the mistakes in each other and ourselves, that's got no part of metta. Metta just forgives and lets go, so that one can care and love freely with no strings attached to the past. May all the beings in this room be at peace. May their illnesses and sicknesses be relieved. The problems in their life, we can't relieve them. That's the nature of life. But can it be seen in proper perspective? It's just clouds in the sky at the sunset, making the sunset more beautiful. May all beings in this room be free from the delusion and be at peace with themselves and the world and their life, however that world is perceived. May we all be free and at peace. As you wish yourself the highest, and you wish all others the same. These beautiful feelings of warmth towards everybody in this room, your fellow passengers on Buddha Air. Now go back to your chest and feel what it's like. Still there, this feeling of metta. In my chest, it's just got wider and stronger, and the emotion is even easier to feel and to see. For me, it's a nimitta now. Beautiful nimitta of metta shining out to each one of you. Golden light pouring out. Imagine that that's what's happening to you from your third eye or from your chest. Pouring out to all the beings in this room. They call metta one of the immeasurables because it has no limit. The more you pour out, the stronger it becomes. The more you empty out your love, the more the reserve inside. You get more and more. Until the feeling of loving kindness is too strong just to be restricted to this room. You send it further outside. Outside to all the beings in this compound. Here it reaches the other caretaker, Mike. Maybe people waiting in the car park for you. The rabbits, the chickens, the crows, the magpies, all those little spiders you saw on the ground. The other bugs. May all beings in this jhana ground compound in this moment be free of fear. We don't fear you. We care for you. We protect you. May all beings in this great compound be at peace. May they feel and receive the loving kindness we are sharing with them. So to know that even though the spider is scared of this huge being called us, and we are scared of the spider's sting or bite, but nevertheless, we will protect each other, care for each other, love each other, so that we can be at peace. We should spread the loving kindness to all beings, the beings of the air, the beings of the ground and beneath the ground, all humans, even all invisible beings too. May all beings be free of fear. May they be free of pain and suffering, of irritation, disappointment and despair. Our gift to you is hope. Hope that there is such a thing as peace and freedom and love. And we show that to you now. May all beings receive my metta. And may it bounce back to me and around and all over, spreading like a golden light, getting stronger the further it goes, spreading beyond up the road to the prison. People have done some bad things and are suffering every moment because of it. And the guards too have to look after them. The animals in the farm, the kangaroos in the forest, the monks in the opposite direction, the neighbours, all the beings in this area. May you all be at peace, happy. May you forgive yourself your crimes. Let it go, acknowledge, forgive yourself and learn. May the prison officer be kind to the prisoner, and the prisoner respect the officer. May all beings be in harmony and peace, understanding that there's this beautiful heart deep inside of them, which is the same as the beautiful heart inside of you, from where this metta is emanating. You give loving kindness to others and they recognize it in themselves as you're recognizing it inside yourself right now. And you feel this sensation in your chest, the beautiful light in your mind, stronger, more luminous, able to travel further. Feel the peace and the stillness. The power as all the birds and the animals are listening to receive this incredible metta. Send it further. Send it to the cities on the coast, from Perth to Mandurah, up to Geraldton, down to Albany, or the whole of Australia. May all beings in this huge land, the animals in the desert, in the bush, those who crawl underground, the snakes which no one likes, except for people like monks. May all beings in the cities who have despair, those who find solace in drugs and alcohol, those who are so afraid they may be hurt and beaten at their homes, those who are afraid in the hospitals of dying and pain, or even worse, of their loved ones dying, those who have just argued and left their loved ones, people on the street, people in the homes, people enjoying the afternoon, all beings. May all beings in this land forgive one another, live at peace, forgive themselves, and live at peace with themselves. Feel the sense that their suffering and pain is lessened, even if it's only a fraction, because a long way away, in a hall in Serpentine, people are actually caring for you and sending the power of their being, of their love to you. May all beings in this land be free of pain and suffering and fear. May they have this glimpse of peace and hope and knowledge that somewhere far away cares for you right now. As you send this golden light even further, many of you have come from far overseas, from Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, from India and beyond. From Germany, at least that's where you were born, Poland. This whole world, this whole planet, with so much strife and suffering and pain, much of it avoidable just because of human stupidity and anger and fear. May all beings, human and the air, under the ground, animals, invisible, may all beings be at peace. May the enemies facing each other, facing the rifles of guns, when they realize on the other side of that gun is a being just like me, may we put down our weapons and realize that's a brother I was about to shoot. May all beings respect one another. Give each other the gift of freedom and peace. Show their hearts. Give their warmth. So there's enough space, enough everything to share. We truly care, which is why we send this beautiful loving kindness to all beings in this great planet. We don't even confine it to planet Earth. We send it to every edge of the universe. As if you can imagine the planet Earth, as you've seen it in photographs taken from satellites far away. This beautiful blue globe. Imagine that blueness getting brighter and brighter, becoming a nimitta of metta, the radiant Earth, pulsating, glowing, until you cannot find a distinction between one continent and another, not between the oceans and the land, all becoming one, a beautiful light, shining, radiating to all ends of the universe. May all beings, whatever form, be at peace, be free. May their suffering and pain vanish. May they feel the deepest peace, the freedom of fear, the freedom from control, the freedom from all wanting. Peace at last. As you spread this beautiful loving kindness so far, and then you realize there's one person you've left out, and that one is you. Take that beautiful golden light and spread it inside yourself, down to your toes. Feel that beautiful metta energy going down your legs to your toes. They're there like glistening too. Up your body, down your arms to your fingertips. Right throughout your torso, up to your head, to your ears. As if the whole of your body is illuminated. Bathed in loving kindness. And your mind. May I be at peace. May I open the door of my heart, my own heart to me, whoever I am, whatever I've done, wherever I come from, wherever I will go, whatever I think of myself. I allow all that in as I accept myself exactly as I am, not wanting to change anything. Just like a mother loves her child with no conditions, so I love myself. May I be free from want. May I be free from fear. May I be at peace with myself and with life, knowing through the power of loving kindness and compassion that I am more than good enough. I'm bloody good. As you love yourself with this beautiful peace and acceptance and warmth, as you care for yourself, may I promise to be gentle to my body, not pushing it too much, caring for myself. If ever I receive cruelty or blame or scolding from others, may I have so much care and respect for myself. It's just like rain falling on a lotus leaf. It just falls off. I don't keep any of it because I know I'm a pure being, just like the lotus. May I regard myself as this wonderful white lotus with beautiful loving kindness rolling around it and sitting on top. As you care for yourself, respect yourself, make peace with yourself, whoever you think that is. This beautiful loving kindness, metta, unconditional, unbounded, now bathes you. When you light a fire, we always leave the heaviest, wettest, sappiest log to the last. In that simile, that's you. As you feel this beautiful being at peace with yourself. Nothing to get, nowhere to go. Totally free. At peace. Still in your own love. So stay there for a few more seconds. Just enjoy. Not going anywhere, not developing anything, not improving, but appreciating. as we learn how to flow with nature, all things have to come to an end. So that beautiful love, the metta, imagine it like a nimitta, like a golden ball, and sitting on the top of the lotus, the beautiful, pure white lotus that is in the center of your heart. Imagine it. Imagine the beautiful symbol of love, the golden ball radiating, sitting so softly on the lotus, and the white lotus petals closing up, gently holding the beautiful metta. It's the only thing which can hold it, the pure white lotus, closing and closing and closing. So deep inside of you, inside your white lotus, you know there's a beautiful golden source of metta there to be used at any time for you, for others, to bring peace, freedom, and the beautiful knowledge that we care. I will now give the final blessing. Sabbabuddhanubhavena Sabbadhammanubhavena Sabbasanghanubhavena Buddha Ratanang, Dhamma Ratanang, Sangha Ratanang, Tinang Ratananang, Anubhavena Chaturasiti, Sahasa Dhamma Kandanubhavena, Pitakataya nubhavena jina savaka nubhavena sabete voga sabete baya sabete antaraya sabete upadava Sabbete dunimitta sabbete avamangala vinasantu ayuvadako dhanavadako sirivadako yasavadako balavadako Vanavadako Sukhavadako Hotu Sabada Dukhavogabhayavera Sokasatuchupadava Aneka Antaraya Pivinasantu Chate jasa jaya siddhi dhanang labang Soti bhagayang sukhang balang Siri ayu cha vanno cha bhogang vudi Chayasa vasa ta vasa Cha ayu cha jiva siddhi bhavantute sadhu 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 very good. So that's the end of another retreat, and another one coming soon in a monastery or retreat center close to you. Just like movies, there's always another movie coming next. There's always another retreat. So please take the happiness and peace. Share it with others. One important piece of advice. For those of you who are leaving right now, please drive carefully. Because you will not realize just how peaceful and how chilled out you've become until you get on that highway and see just absolutely craziness. You just don't believe it. Wow, that's where I've come from. So, just like Ajahn Chah used to say, if you put hot water in a cool glass, it cracks. And you're an incredibly cool glass. So please go carefully. And see you next time.